I screamed last time, so I'm going to come in low. I'm coming in mellow.
This nigga said, You think that's appropriate in these days and times?
It's so many jokes.
I know.
It's so many
I know.
Welcome to Loose Laces Podcast, the least problematic sneaker podcast in the world. My name is Davon, the calm one, and I'm joined by my friend.
I am the under the weather Rashad or Shad, whichever you prefer.
He has an ear infection because he's a toddler.
Shut the fuck. It's a sinus infection. I feel like I could go like this and I could hear just water sloshing in my head.
Why the fuck if sinus? Maybe it's just me. I didn't get a sinus infection until I was like 33. Nigga, I remember Lene had just gone out of town and I still had to watch Kazi. I'm in the house just in the middle of the night like, I'm gonna die. I don't know who's going to watch my son. What did I do to deserve this? You're the one who told me what it was, because I'm like, I got yellow snot. Yeah, nigga, it's a sinus infection.
Yeah, that's one of the indicators. I mean, either that or COVID. If you know it's not COVID, then it's like, oh, if it's not that, the flu, like, because yellow snot is indication of upper respiratory infection. And so usually if you have, like, certain symptoms, like if it's, like, allergies or something, then most of the time it's, like, sinus infection. But, yeah. I was just a sickly kid. I ain't gonna hold you.
And my asthma used to beat my ass, but a doctor thinks I have allergies, but I'm like, nah, that's for bitch niggas. I don't know what allergies are. I go outside in the spring. Pollen.
Nigga, I go outside damn near convulse. Like,
nah, it's crazy. My mom has horrible allergies and Kazi does too. And I was like, I should beat you for inheriting that.
Be straight up crushing Zyrtec up, just hitting the line.
Nah, nigga, I don't understand it. I don't understand how you niggas live as the perfect specimen. No, I really should not exist. Nigga, I'm 5'8", 240, and it's just like, I should be a meatball. Somehow, some way, it just wears well. God was like, you know what, I'm gonna make you a little nigga, but I'm gonna make you a little...
You're 240?
Yeah.
We weigh the same.
Yeah, but... I am like...
I'm a foot taller than you, though.
I know, so it's crazy. Shut the fuck
up. I'm lying, I'm like, we like the same height.
Sometimes I hate that this is not visual. I gotta start cracking the whip on your ass for that.
No, so the last recording, I was busy this past weekend.
Oh yeah, you was
working. And then what you call it, the last recording, it was rendering and then it corrupted. So that's just like, I didn't even know it was corrupted until I woke up. I was like, oh shit.
Hello listeners, we're starting a Patreon. For $1 a month, you can start getting YouTube videos regularly.
Yo, chill the fuck out.
Hey nigga, why not?
Nah, people, look, they still deserve the backlog and all that stuff. Like, I'm going to get to it. Both episodes will probably just drop back to back. But,
ass to ass.
Yo, we can't.
No!
We can't do jokes like, we got to let it cool off about like 2-3 weeks.
I hate, you know what's fucking up? I'm full of like chaotic energy. Because, yo. Hold on, I gotta give mad props. I'm gonna be giving a lot of props this episode because I got some amazing friends. This nigga here sent me an incredible opportunity. Now, I didn't get picked for it.
Oh, you got a final decision?
Yeah, I emailed him this morning like, hey, I just wanted to follow up. And he was like, I'm sorry, we didn't go with someone else. But, you know, we'd actually like to work with you in the future. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not even upset that I didn't get picked. I'm upset that I didn't get the money.
True.
So I was like, damn. That money could have been good. Also, the potential, because me doing my little commercial, wearing my jacket. Hey, guys, I love insert this. But I'm like, I'm not mad. But what's killing me is I had the interview Monday. And then yesterday, all the wild shit breaks. And I'm like, nigga, I want to make jokes. It was like, they might look at my social media. So I actually sent the tweet out before I took a nap yesterday. And I was like, hey, y'all, the timeline about to get crazy. Don't become a main character. I woke up to like mad DMs. Niggas like, what's happening? Who you beefing with? And I'm like, this was about that situation. I guess niggas not used to me being peaceful.
At all.
I don't even. I'm lying. I be chilling. Sometimes.
Stick with
I'm a reactionary nigga. Like, you do something so stupid. No. For the most part, my whole life, I've been reactionary. Because most people don't see the inciting incident. They just see like, oh shit, this nigga threw a nuke. And I was like, no, he called me fat and ugly. And then I called him hurt lip. it's rare that I just seek a nigga out for, like, to fuck with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know. Like, I didn't make that event happen yesterday. And it's not funny, but it's hilarious. Just, we ain't gonna get into it. We ain't getting into it. How the hell have you been aside from your sinus infection?
Been cool. Got to hang in D.C. for work this past weekend. Got paid, you know, decent amount of bread just for some easy work. And I mean, that's been it. I've been off the radar. I've been chilling. I've been kind of noticing, like, just what the atmosphere is amongst all the chaos. You know what I mean? Like, that has nothing to do with sneakers.
Man, I saw somebody that you follow. It's like some battle rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look it up. That nigga said some wild shit, and I'm just like,
is it Daylight?
No, it wasn't Daylight. It was some nigga. I don't know who these people are. He looked like a nigga that be in a room with 40 niggas screaming. But yeah, people expose themselves when shit happened, and I'm just like, niggas about to lose their careers, opportunities, and everything.
Dog. All I'm saying is,
go ahead, get us canceled.
No.
I'm gonna throw your ass under the bus. I never knew Rashad was like that.
Nah, like, so I've been cleaning my shoes recently, right?
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
And I got to my Hyperflights, and I'm like, yo, you know what will make these shine, like, really good right now?
Don't say it. What's it, nigga?
Because that's what you used to do to pad leather shoes. Or am I tripping?
Actually, you know what works better?
And this Windex?
No, this is going to sound stupid, but I found it out. For, like, plastic and stuff like that, if you really wanted to have a luster, deep moisturizing, like, creams, like Neosporin. I'm not being funny. Neosporin mixed with Vaseline. Like, I had a really dull frame. The plastic had been scuffed the fuck up. I mixed that shit up. Nigga, that shit glistened. And I did that over a year ago, and it's still shiny as a motherfucker. It's actually good advice, but everything is funny now.
But it's not. No. It's not supposed to be.
It's,
there are victims behind this.
See, that's why. Loose Laces would like to apologize for the immaturity. No, son, I hate that everything is funny and nothing is funny. That's why yesterday I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna get all these jokes off in my head. I'm gonna just sit here and read my book and think about Christ. Because the more shit came out, more videos, niggas looking at old tweets. I'm good on this. Go outside, think about life. This nigga has tears in his eyes. All right, come on, let's keep going before we get ourselves in trouble.
There's so much I want to say.
Get on the stage.
But dog, I do plan on giving. I actually went. That was one thing, because I was in DC. I went to go see my homies, and they have like a nightly show. But I was dressed like, you know, like, what you call it?
This nigga's dressed like Hitman.
Nigga, exactly. I was like, dog, I can't. I ain't doing this right now. But I'm going to go back up there. I'm going to get on stage and
just let off all them fucked up jokes.
Get them jokes off that I want to get off right now. They are not being clipped to the end of the pod. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to record you and report you.
Nigga.
Comedian makes horrible jokes.
Nah, man. All right, so anyways, did you cop anything recently?
So I got the New Balance sneaker loafers. I ooped them to my man's Corey, whatever. I was happy that I was able to get them off on the timeline. I didn't think as many people liked them, because I'm like, it's a meme shoe.
This is hard.
They hard as shit. And it's like, I want them, but I'm broke. And it's just like, I can't really justify this. If I had a job, nigga, I'd be at work just, these are not sneakers. But I'm like, I'd rather offer them to someone else. So he came through. I love a quick, easy transaction. Boom, 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 boom. Got him. Got shipment out to him today. and I got the Pata Air Max 1 chlorophylls. Do not give a fuck about that shoe. Like, at all. They are so boring to me. But I will say this. Nike did a great job bringing them back. Everyone's pitches, they look good. Because, you know, normally somebody get a pair and it's like, yo, why my shit flicked it? Everyone's pitches have been on point. They look good. The denim is bright. It's a really good shoe. So I was happy I got those. Looked out for my man's Kyle, friend of the show from Water When Dry. So that man can get off his fits. The earth tone fits gonna go crazy with the fit, like with everything. He's showing me some of the pieces coming up for autumn winter. I'm looking forward to this man just stepping out like, And I may have secured the Travis medium olives, whatever the fuck they are. I don't know. But I have something working very well for me right now. Not botting, but, you know, human connection. So I may have those secured. If I show up those in the timeline, I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm not ooping nobody. This nigga not even getting ooped. I'm making money. I'm about to eat. Because I thought about wearing them, but I don't see me wearing a Travis, like a Jordan 1 Low. I don't know what it is. Just the thought of that shoe on my foot just seems wrong.
I feel like I got to wear like the super hot water pants for those, like me personally.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to get some more tailored pants because mine are a little too long. And I think that might work. Mm-hmm. But it's something about the Travis Low that pisses me off because I feel like it's become the shoe of the weird white nigga. Not like in a racial way, but you know when it's like a rich white nigga who's trying to become like popular with the youth? Yeah. Like son from UFC?
Yeah.
Dana White?
Yeah. He has like 30 pairs. He said that.
You like 50 years old wearing fucking Travis 1s. Not to say that you can't, but it's like, my nigga, you wasn't wearing sneakers like this before. Or I'm watching Love is Blind. It's like a fucking banker from the UK. This nigga knows he's going to be on TV, so he has the tiny European pants with like the yellow Travis 1s.
Canaries.
Yeah, the canaries. It's like, it doesn't look right. And I mean, I talk about this all the time. Once a certain group of people, and it makes it sound like I'm being racist, I assure you I'm not. But once a group of people start rocking with something, it gets weird.
No, who's got to call? The Travis's are the Diet Dior's.
Yeah. And it's just like, I appreciate a lot of the colorways. It's just a lot of people make that shit look funky. And it's just like, the model's already iffy for me. And then I don't want to be lumped in with that. Even though I'm not going to look like that. It's just that shoe is tainted for me.
Gotcha.
I prefer highs anyway. So forget those. Head crack.
That's fair.
And I'm trying to think. Oh, I got the Martine Rose Supreme football jerseys. Them shit's about to go right back to the store. They some bricks.
You think Martine Rose gonna put out something special for Super Bowl?
She definitely doing Kendrick's fit.
Exactly.
So, I mean, she probably do a 101.
But I don't know. If Nike was smart, nigga.
They got the time. Just rush production. Or do a special color for her.
Do some PG Lang shocks.
Yeah. I mean, all they got to do is take some shocks they already have and just...
Yeah, you wanna bring that model back? This is the perfect time to do it.
I mean, it was crazy that the silver shocks he wore during the pop-out started doing numbers, and it's just like...
The Super Bowl shocks?
Shocks for the shock drop?
And what, the last halftime shock drop we had was the Man in the Woods joints?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm interested. I would hope they would do it, but... We're going to talk about Nike and them fumbling sporting events.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll get to it.
All right. So, we got a light docket this week. So, y'all might get a light episode, but I doubt it. Let's get straight into these questions. You want to start with the first?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, first question from Guru Chillin. Over the past couple of weeks, we've seen Reebok begin their return to the modern basketball space, which I said.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately hampered by the untimely season ending injury sustained by Reese, which if you do not know, Angel Reese, she suffered a wrist injury for her shooting hand, her right hand. So it's either she has surgery to get it fixed, which would end the season, or she played through it but further damage her wrist and it not be usable for the rest of her career. Anyways, do y'all think that she has enough star power to help them regain a foothold, or will we see them make some announcements about grabbing an NBA guy soon? NIL deal for any burgeoning college stars?
ISO.
You giving me the ISO?
Yeah, I'll give it to you for now. Then I'll clean up with something stupid.
Does Angel Reese have enough star power? Yes, because right now, and I've been saying it, her and Caitlin Clark are the modern day, and this don't even have anything to do with gender. They are the modern day Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, right? Like Angel Reese is battling it out with Asia Wilson. You know what I mean, like that's a rivalry people are looking forward to. You're going to tune into the Chicago Sky versus the Las Vegas Aces because of that rivalry. Of course, you're going to look at Caitlin Clark. She has the star power. She has the appeal as far as, like, I see folks all different ages, male and female, saying, yo, what does Angel Reese have on? Like, they're looking at the tunnel walks. They're looking at her in a swimsuit, yada, yada, yada. And then as far as on court, all it's going to take is just for her to wear the right shoe. Like, if they get the right model on her, Sabrina's are one of the most popular basketball shoes, and Sabrina hasn't even been at, in my opinion, she hasn't been at the forefront of the WNBA, but her shoe is still popular. So all you need is somebody who's actually at the forefront with the right model. Yeah, it's going to move. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, because we're in this sort of like experimental state with sneakers where people are wearing, as long as it's a low top and fuck it, people are going to try it. The hoopers are going to try it. The right people are just like, you know what? I could freak that shoe. It's not a Nike, but it looks so different. I'm willing to try it. If they come out and it's at the right price point, you can have another hit on your hands. Because we're in this experimental state. Everyone's not fixated solely on Nike. So, yeah, she has the star power. Now it's just up to Reebok to make sure that they come through with whatever they come. Like, they do this right. Mm-hmm. Make the price point 120, less than 130. You put out decent colorways and that they're easily obtainable. You're going to have a winner. You're going to have a winner. Simple and plain. Because the Engine A already looks dope, in my opinion.
That, like, green hit.
Yeah. So you just need the right colorways and the right launch. It would be nice if Angel, if she could take some time, come back to Baltimore. There is a lot of real estate, for people to just get them out of Under Armour, get them out of New Balance. They're in Asics. Why can't a Reebok slide there?
Nah, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Why can't a Reebok slide in there? Like, people want more variety. So, yeah, especially something as technical as that. Like, they have the runners. Give them a basketball shoe, something to hoop in over, the winter. The basketball season's coming, too. It's coming. So all these kids, when they start doing, you know, high school, middle school basketball, and then after that is AAU, you need that buildup, that rollout to get to what's going to be the hottest shoe come Reebok. Adidas is...
AAU one?
It's not AAU. It's like ABCD camp or something like that. Okay. Like the McDonald's All-American jerseys. Yeah. But all they need to get the ball rolling now. So they do need to put something out immediately. It does kind of suck that Angel Reese won't be able to debut it on the court. But I think if we just see it, we don't necessarily have to see it in effect. Or we have seen it in effect, but we still got to get a rollout. Right. And then NIL deal for any college stars. Shoot. Well, we'll see come college. I mean, again, I think Reebok needs to just get back into the spotlight. It's kind of hard to deal with NIL deals because a lot of colleges, you know, they're locked in with a brand.
Right.
I don't really know any schools that have Reebok sponsorships.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, any big colleges that are going to get that ESPN or ABC or whatever, you know, airtime to debut that shoe. So that's going to be kind of tough. It's just more so like, can they sign somebody that's in the NBA that's a free agent? Like, it would have been nice. Shit, we seen Jaylen Brown alongside Angel Reese. It would have been nice. Like, all right, let's get him in Reebok. But instead, he got his Wakanda Forever shoe, which, I mean, whatever.
Grow up.
I mean, like, any sneaker free agents, just get the right one that keeps their nose clean and let Angel push it, if anything. Let Angel push it. I think that's what y'all should do. I mean, that's it. But Reebok, I'm saying Reebok definitely can run 2025.
Yeah.
They setting up for it.
I think Angel Reese has more than enough star power. Mm-hmm. For those weak ass Reese Cup collaborations to sell out, people want stuff from her. People want to see her win.
Should they want jerseys?
Yeah, I want the jersey. Yeah. But it's like, it's the time now. Women's sports is hotter than it's ever been. And I know I'm going to sound sexist, but she's attractive. And you have an attractive person that women and men find attractive and people want to dress like, you can put them on most things and it's going to make it pop. Mm-hmm. Because if I was them, I would be pushing her model. But with her being injured, I would be pushing the lifestyle pieces. Because, uh-huh, like, I've been taking account and I keep bringing up those fucking flower Reeboks, the Noir Kai Nina Myers. Those are selling out. That shoe retails at $425. Every color is selling out except for white. And even then, white is selling most of the colors. The only one that isn't sold is the version without the flowers on it. You have a fucking Reebok selling for $425. The Premier Ultra, whatever those are called, once they stop making those a European exclusive, if you put those on her at court, you get her walking down the fucking tunnel in those, her just doing lifestyle stuff in those. What are those? Men and women are going to want those. And if they're on the site for $125, I can rock with that. I can get down with this. There are so many different pieces and interesting things that they're doing with different people. They can continue to push it. And to your point about the NIL deal, I don't think they need to bring too many more people on. I think if I was an athlete, I would look at who's going to bring me up the most. Because I never hear people talk about Sabrina. I don't even hear people talk about Sabrina official colorways. I saw someone post like 10 pairs of Sabrinas today. Uh-huh. In all different colors from Kobe's to Yeezys. Uh-huh. So her shoe is popping with, I can make the Kobe version of the shoe I've always wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't hear anyone talk about her. If Nike's only giving mid-tier niggas a real push like that, I don't want to go to them. Like, just listen to how people talk about the people who are signed to Nike and how a lot of them don't have fucking shoes yet. I don't want to go to them. Adidas is hot, but Adidas really hasn't pushed women yet.
Yeah, Candace Parker is about to be.
So we got to give them time to build out. Mm-hmm. But once they get cracking, I would look at Adidas. And if Reebok is up here really letting Angel shine, I want to go to a company that's going to make me feel like it's the 90s again, when basketball mattered.
Ooh, sidebar.
Go ahead.
If he's not already fucking signed, I know I tweeted it, Trae Young.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If a Reebok could land Trae Young, I think, even though I do think Angel Reese is easily a bigger star than Trae. Easily.
Little lollipop hit.
Easily a bigger star than Trae Young. We don't care about his tunnel walk outfit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't.
He's not stylish.
We don't care who that nigga's on the beach with.
Okay.
We don't. Like, Angel Reese is A-list. And on top of that, her stats is already crazy, whether they think that she patent stats or not. Not to say she's the better athlete, but like, people care. Like,
I get it.
So yeah, but it would still be nice if Reebok, not necessarily for the Engine A, but if they just got a hold of Trae Young, I think that's a good start for him.
I mean, as much as I see niggas talk about him, I never hear them talk about his shoes. So if they can make his shoe pop, that's where I'm going to go. I want my shoe to pop. So, mm-hmm, I think, like you said, I think Reebok has it. It's up to Reebok. This is Reebok's year to lose. Y'all got some momentum. Are you going to capitalize on it? Are you going to do a better job marketing? Are you going to do better releases?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was disappointed with the collection that they did. There was no real push. They need to get their marketing right. And once they get their marketing right, if they keep making good product and keep treating their athletes right and getting shoes out there. But they got to be prepared for the attention. Because if you fuck up one too many joints, fuck it, I don't even want them shits no more. So I think they have a great chance. Also, I just want to say, this question blew my mind. Because I'm like, nigga, we getting the deaf questions. We ain't get a lot. But that one made me really happy to go over it, just like the next one.
Yeah, because Shaq got his son over there. I mean, and Shaq, he need the right people over there to focus and market. Because he's spending his time with women that come to his kneecaps. Anyways, so next question.
I got this one. Question from KC State of Mind. I appreciate son writing this in the fucking
notes app.
He's like, I ain't paying that shit. All right. Wanted to get y'all input as business owners on a logistics question. I've had stemming from the J-Tips shipping debacle. I can't read for shit.
This isn't exclusive to him, and I understand he has a much smaller operation.
Let me finish. This isn't exclusive to him. Nigga, I can do popcorn reading, and I understand he has a much smaller operation than, it's, say, a Union or AMM. When I'm paying $15 to $25 for domestic shipping on a pair of shoes, and they ship by USPS, it does feel like I paid for ribeye and got spam. God damn. I'm all for giving some grace and appreciate when stores are transparent with issues, but it does feel slightly dishonest when I pay the high for shipping. Is this just as simple as more profit for the store? I could just be ignoring how things work, but that's why I'm hoping y'all could shed some light. May I?
ISO. Okay. Wait. Spam be fire when it's cooked right, though.
Spam is fucking delicious.
Yeah, nigga. Sometimes spam hit instead of a ribeye.
Like, nigga, when my grandmother would pull out the spam, it's like, yes, nigga, yes.
Want some corned beef with cabbage, nigga? Anyway, sorry. ISO.
Yeah, spam. So, spam, we're for it. This is a spam-loving podcast. But I'm glad you brought this up because this was going to be the centerpiece, but I love how you framed it. So, I just want to go over this. I don't think it's any reason for anyone to be upset. I mean, to feel like they're wrong to be upset for how this has gone on. And this is something I brought up when I said people doing pre-orders and other things like that. It's really fucking upsetting when you see everybody else got their shit and they're like, yo, these shits is hard. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's getting their likes off. They're getting their digital jerk off sessions with their shoes. And you just sitting up there looking at track and like, when my shit gonna move? I wanna frolic in the field with my J tips.
Yeah, I got a to-do list.
Exactly, motherfucker. So if you're angry, you are right to be angry. I will never tell someone to be upset because they didn't get their product. And that's what I said before when you start doing pre-orders. The problem always comes in if you can't get everyone shit out at the same time. You create haves and have-nots. And it's not intentional, but human nature. You got your shit before mine, I'm mad. I paid just like you. So, fuck you. So, don't feel bad. You are every bit of right to be upset. And I appreciate that Jay has been very forthcoming in explaining with everything that's going on. So, mad props to him for doing that. And mad props to everybody else for being honest and holding his feet to the fire. You should be on people. That's why people waited months for my jacket. Shout out to everybody who got their jackets. Thank you for all the pictures and everything else y'all have done for me. I love y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's a difficult tightrope. You got to keep people invested, but you also have to remember every update you get is going to please people and then piss them off. Uh-huh. So it's not much you can do outside of the anger. And then as far as the AMM and Union thing, size matters, but size also doesn't matter because, nigga, I supported you. I bought directly from you because I wanted to help you grow. So, you get a little angry with that because that's not front. Union and AMM have had their problems. For anyone who remembers when the Union ones, the OG ones dropped, them shits took like 3 weeks to ship and they shipped ground. So it was a fucking nightmare. Now, they have gotten better. I know for me specifically, AMM has been fantastic. they ship like the day after the release. And since I'm so close to North Carolina, I get my shoes 2 days. So it's not a matter of size. It's about preparation. And I think this is where the biggest problem has happened for J-Tips. I don't think that he was properly prepared for this release. And I think he bit off more than he can chew. Now, it's commendable that he did what he did, but it is difficult to go the route that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So let me gather my thoughts. Sorry, I'm trying to answer this in order. As far as the $15, it's like $25 for domestic shipping. Okay. So I've always said to people, when a drop happens, there's a reason that people choose flat rate shipping. On the back end on Shopify, you have a few options for shipping. You can do free, flat rate, or let like a service set it up and it can calculate how much the shipping is. When your site is getting its ass pounded by 20 different bots, humans, and everything else happening.
No diddy.
Motherfucker. Your site is getting cooked. And the calculations take a really long time. So if you're stuck on shipping, there's a slight chance that your shit will never load properly and everybody else checks out, so you miss out on your shoes. This is what happened with the Crenshaw skate dunks. A lot of people were getting stuck in the shipping calculations, and they couldn't get through. And I know he used EQL for this drop. With the shipping calculation, you have to keep in mind, because I think EQL just does flat rate. And they calculate the taxes after the fact. You have to set the shipping so high that it covers everything. Because shipping, even with USPS, UPS, FedEx, everybody, it is exponentially more expensive when you're shipping across the country, wherever you may be.
Bruh.
Nigga. Like, I got an order for a pair of, like, some shoes. And it was true, like the box that the shoes came in was fucking colossal. I had no idea the box was that big. And, you know, I do $10 shipping because, you know, I usually sell shoes for a good profit. So I don't hit you that much for shipping. That shipping was $40 with my pirate rate discount. I got bent over. That shit fucked me up. So you have to account for, okay, I'm in Baltimore. I'm probably going to get hit with orders all over the middle of the country and the West Coast. These shoes are 3 to 4 pounds. And the box is however much it is. So I could be paying as little as $7 for shipping locally. And then I could also be paying up to $30 or more to ship to different parts of California. On top of, if you're like me, I ship everything with a signature required because, you know, you get the wild boys. My shit wasn't on the porch when it got left. So that's another $5 to $7. Like, on average, for me shipping a pair of glasses, and I don't charge for shipping on glasses unless it's international, I'm looking at like $20 in shipping, more depending on the value of the glasses, because I do signature and insurance. Because you want to insure your shit because things get lost, they get stolen, and it's not on the customer if something gets lost, it's on you. So you want to have that insurance there.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies do. Like, I know USPS does 100, and I think UPS just put it up to 200 for their shipments. But it's not always the case where the value is covered by the cost, I mean, for the retail cost. So it's a lot that goes into shipping where, in a lot of cases, most companies are losing money unless it's a case of flat rate. And in some cases, they might come away for profit, but not many companies are actually charging you to do charging you over the head for shipping to just because they want it for shits and giggles. And it's just like, it's a trade-off. Do you want to pay $30 for shipping and is everybody pays $30, or do you want to pay the $12 that you should pay for shipping, but
the shoe costs more?
No, not even the shoe costs more. You lose out because the shipping calculation never happens. And I know a lot of people feel a way about USPS, but you got to keep in mind, UPS is great. I love UPS, but UPS ground from Baltimore to like California, that's a week.
Yeah.
A lot of people go with USPS because Priority Mail typically is, what is it? Brandonian text me. Shout out Brandon. Me and him be laughing our asses off on text. That man got off Twitter and got funnier.
I bet. Tell him I said what's up.
I made him after the show. Yeah. What's up? You getting a reply in real time. Then you'll get replied after the show. That sounded crazy. But with USPS, you get shit there in 2 days. And a lot of people, especially if you don't necessarily know how to do logistics, USPS is cheaper. Because I don't know if JTIPS is using like a pirate ship or some sort of account. It might just be cheaper to use USPS directly rather than paying UPS. Because without that discount, you're getting destroyed.
Dog. I mailed off, I was selling off a pair of my 11 Lowe's, and them shits was going to some random spot in like Wisconsin. Nigga, I was, for the price I sold them for, I made like $20.
Yeah. Yeah. That shipping will fuck you.
I was like, bruh, what? Because of course I got the signature confirmation too. Cause the way that homeboy wanted them shipped, so I was like, yeah, let me get this shipping confirmation. And nigga, I looked at that shit, I was like, I damn near refunded, dude. Like, fuck no.
Nigga,
this is not.
Nigga, it's been some cases where I looked at it, it was like, today's the day.
But yeah, I definitely see what you're saying as far as just, I think also, what you call it, JTIPS has been transparent. Like, it's not, he doesn't have a big company. It's him.
Yeah, but it's still no excuse. Not on some hate and shit. It's just ultimately, and I think friend of the show, Corey, whatever, said it, and I've been said it before as well. People don't give a fuck about your struggle. They don't give a fuck about what's going on. They want things to be better for them.
Right.
So this is where he fucked up, in my opinion. He is doing the shipping himself. And doing the shipping by yourself is hard. It is incredibly difficult. For my own personal brands, the most I think I've ever shipped out was like 100 items in one, or like in one big bundle.
Wind salts.
Yeah, for wind salts, when we got like our big push, it was incredibly difficult because we were not prepared for this amount of orders. We were blessed with being inundated with orders. We didn't have a label printer. And I see a lot of stores don't have label printers. So if you don't have a label printer, you're printing off those labels one by one in your fucking inkjet printer. They take forever. And you got to cut them and tape them to the box. Excuse me. So that takes a lot of time. Then you have to get each box and you need to make sure that the order matches this, like the color, the size, whatever it may be, mainly the size, since we're just talking about shoes. So you have to make sure that you got an 8, not an 8.5 or a 9 or whatever the case, because once it's sold out, you can't exchange it. You also have to make sure you don't double ship where someone didn't mark off that, oh, Rashard's order is done. They didn't hit the checkbox. So the next person does, oh, Rashard's gets another size 13. Now there's no size 13 for a later order. So it takes a lot of time to print, get the boxes ready, and make sure that the orders are put in the right way. So him doing that with friends and family, you got to make sure your shit's right. And it sounds like he didn't do something right as far as the weight, because he was saying that the packages may be returned to him because he dropped off a large pallet to the post office and they were like, yo, it's fucked up in some kind of way. Oh, okay. So they were, he had that issue. And like, I actually tweeted at him, like, not trying to be a dickhead. I was saying to him, like, maybe you should reach out to the post office in the future to talk to them about what's happening, because they helped us a lot when we were shipping out our wind sauce orders. Now, this is just cards, but typically the post office don't want to get stuck with a whole bunch of shit that they can't do anything with. So you can talk to them, make sure that everything is right. Also, I know when I use pirate ship, if for whatever reason the label is not the price, like not the proper dimensions or weight, they'll just charge me after the fact. So I might have put 2 pounds when it was actually 3 pounds. So I'll get charged to actually $4 or whatever the difference may have been. And it's like, this is a kind of situation, because Sock actually covered this really well in his episode about how to do a sneaker release. Do you get your homeboys and pay them a couple dollars to help you with all your fucking shoes? Or do you hire a professional company and store it over there and have them do it? And I like the personal touch that he's trying to do, but you're on a bigger stage now. You know, me dropping 12 jackets, I can sit there with my poor handwriting, open a jacket, sign it, add a tag, put it back. I can take my time and do that. But if I sold 1,000 jackets and I got to go in and do that, I can't rely on the kindness of you, Lene, and a few other friends. That's 1,000 jackets. I got to sign each one. We got to tag them. We got to bag them. We got to put them in a box. We got to label them. It becomes an entire nightmare. And again, I appreciate that he is being completely honest about it. He is saying like, yo, it's me and my homeboys. And the people do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. Like, remember who fronted on you. My nigga, you're going to have to remember a lot of people being angry. Because I was talking to Amex Trini, friend of the show, about it. And he got the wild boys angry in my comments. Because they like, I ain't get my fucking shoes yet either. One nigga was like, I'm about to charge back. Because he's like, I'm not going to get my shoes before the worldwide release happens.
Okay.
And I'm like, shit. And then the one thing I will say about USPS that kind of sucks, their tracking doesn't always update in a timely manner.
Yeah, sometimes they track and update the day you get your shit.
Exactly. I've sweat bullets over that.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of shit that is out of, I mean, it's not out of his control, but then at the same time it is, because yeah, you got to rely on USPS. But it just sucks that he's a victim of success. And him trying to do the home approach is cool, but at a certain point, unless your niggas is efficient, it becomes a nightmare. Because I remember when I was working for a company in Canada and we did a release of 40-ounce van, pure fucking chaos. You think it's simple. Oh, get a side, get the hat, put it in here. But then we had people who did multiples. So it's like, we fucking up. I start an order for someone. I put one hat in there. A nigga put another hat in there when it wasn't supposed to be a hat for him. Niggas are doing chargebacks. Unless you have a clean system, it is a nightmare. You really need to have a well-organized team. And not to say that his friends or no one else's friends could really come together and do it, but you're also facing the crunch because people want their fucking shoes now.
Right.
And I'm not just going to say this is on sneaker people in general. It's just, this is how it is with people when it... Yeah, I mean, but this is what it comes down to when people get that shit, because they want it now. Like, that's why I make a joke. When people like, yo, you really ship shit fast. My nigga, you gave me money. I want you to keep your shit. I want you to get your shit, because I'm not giving you your money back. I push for speed. But you also have to understand, you know, people are gracious with you when they want to root for you because they ain't spent no money. That shit go out the window once they start spending money with you. So he's learning with each drop, because his first drop with the... No, it wasn't his first drop. The party joints, the blue ones, and the We Have Davons at Home. They look like something I would have made. Excuse me. He had that weak ass Big Cartel site.
Yeah.
That shit got cooked. So he realized, I'm not equipped for first come, first serve. So then he got a Shopify site. I think, me personally, I feel like he fucked up hyping everybody up for a release just to do a raffle. But he partnered with EQL, enemy of the show. That's the first time I got to use it. They are enemy of the show. Fuck them niggas. But he worked with them so he could have an organized release. Got it. But now he's fucked up with... I'm not going to say he fucked up, but people are upset with how long it's taking for the shoes to get out.
Right.
And it's like, it sucks because he's one of those creatives that talks to the people. And it's like, everyone's going to tweet at you, but he can't reply to everyone. And he can't just reply to positivity or just negativity. So he's in a weird position as being a big, small creator, if that makes sense.
Yeah. He's in limbo. Like, he's still accessible.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's getting to that point to where you might need to turn that shit off.
Yeah. I mean, if I was him, I would just stop. Like, I wouldn't stop tweeting, but I would turn off notifications. Keep my head down and just get everything out as much as I can. Only reply to things. Because, like, people told me, like, he's DM'd them and, like, yo, your order should be going out soon. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I think that's fantastic. But the problem always comes back to, you're not in control once it gets in the USPS's hands. Because that shit might be out, but USPS doesn't update the tracking. And now a nigga mad as shit at you because they feel like they got lied to.
Yeah.
So I hope that long-winded ass answer answered your question. It's just, releases are really fucking hard. I mean, it took me like an hour and a half to sign 6-7 jackets.
Yeah, so you can only imagine what it's like to have a shoe created and now you got to mail out several pairs and a couple different colorways.
Son, you got to sell out. You got to send out hundreds of orders. Because I think people aren't taking into account. He had hundreds of pairs, if not like thousands. So it's not a small operation. Because like, this makes me want to like sample sock shit. When he was breaking down the math of like, you might spend like 7 minutes per order. That shit adds up. There's only so many you can do in a day, and you want to make sure you do it efficiently. Mm-hmm. So it's just a hard way to move. Do I want to stay as the humble, small creator who just like has my hand in everything? Or do I need to move up into a bigger type of business movement where I'm paying for a company? But with that, it comes additional cost and people are going to fucking cry even harder. How come your shoes are $150 from you, but I can get it from this store for this? Because they're a bigger operation. And it's like, it makes sense why a lot of people now don't even want to pay for Shopify Plus. And they just do raffles and be like, you get it when you get it. Because like with people who cry about skate shops getting shoes, they don't give a fuck about you. They just want to release the shoes and be done with it. They just made a cool shoe for their community and then they got to release it for the rest of these assholes. You know, there's a lot of people who don't give a fuck about you that just show up. I've been a supporter for the last 25 minutes. Where my fucking shoes at?
Yeah.
On top of people just hitting a nigga for everything. Niggas like tweeting, hey, I saw J-Tips. I got two pairs of shoes. I'm going to send them back. Yeah, I mean, I get it. You tweeted a nigga, but this nigga is going through the shit right now. He is fighting a fucking war shipping shoes. Just send the fucking shoes back. Asking for shit. Like, let that man work.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wish him the best. I want to see him continue to grow, and I'm interested to see if he's going to continue having more and more successful releases. Everything is a learning experience, because I feel like it's the same thing with Joe Freshka, his friend of the show. He's gotten better with every release. Because I remember when the No Feelings dropped on the site, everybody was mad. When he started dropping in the park, everybody was mad. Then he dropped on Facebook, on Instagram, everybody was mad. And then he just started doing EQR and everybody's happy. Except for people who can't get the exclusive shoes because they don't live in Chicago, which is like, what the fuck you want this nigga to do? He's from Chicago. So, you can't please everybody. And I think that's ultimately what it comes from. I hope he learns and he doesn't try to please everybody, because the people in the crowd, except for me, don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they're going to set you up for failure. You just got to do what makes sense for you and the community that actually supports you. Not the Johnny Come Latelys, the niggas that's keeping the lights on.
All right. That's a nice explanation, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's get to this meager docket. Even though we feel like, you know, them questions. Thank you for those questions, Guru Chilling and KC State of Mind. Because, yeah, this docket ain't really.
This shit is scant.
Yeah. So, first topic we have, Nike is still fumbling Asia Wilson's big moment with no merch nor shoes. So, yeah, Nike. I feel like they kind of just rolling with Sabrina. And then on top of that, it's kind of hard for them to roll out a shoe for her now. Like, it's too far into the season. Like, playoffs is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Sky, they've been eliminated. So it was almost good that, what you call it, not to backtrack too much, but that Angel didn't have a shoe because it wouldn't get the airtime that it needed. But now she's doing stuff outside of the WNBA, solely the WNBA, then yeah, I think she should do something to gain a little momentum on whatever shoe. But as far as Asia goes, it's, I think the timing of a shoe would be wrong, because anytime I feel like we've had a shoe, even in the NBA, like they'll give LeBron a shoe like as soon as the playoffs start or some shit.
Right.
Which before they had, like if they had a model, like LeBron used to have the Zoom Soldier line, which was a takedown But not a takedown. It was a less expensive model.
Welfare.
Relax. It's a less expensive model. It wasn't a takedown of whatever shoe he had for that year. But the tech was still good. Like, if anything, if anybody knows, like, real hoopers know, the Zoom Soldier line used to be fire.
As a real hooper? No.
Shut the fuck up. The Zoom Soldier line got some classic models in it. The 25.5 for one, that's a fire model. It's like a couple more. I just can't name them off the top of my head. They then transitioned from that to the Elite line. Like when we got South Beach. Yeah, when we got, well, we got like Elite 8s. We got the super high top KDs. Like certain models that would come out in the playoffs that were these super beefed up, exaggerated models of the models they had already been playing in during the season. To now, they just drop shoes when the fuck ever.
Right.
And it's like, nah, this ain't it. Asia doesn't get the same amount of airtime, so it would just benefit her to just have the shoe drop next season. It was, I believe, Army Fatigue 3s that came out not too long ago.
Yeah, I think that was WNBA.
Yeah, those are, I think those are actually for specifically Asia Wilson, but they just didn't market it as that.
They suck.
Which was weird because she's not a Jordan Brand athlete. She's like, she's Nike. But yeah, it's just all over the place. So, I mean, if I might not be right. I'm probably not right. But then for her to have, you know, to get this record again, like this is the third season. They just kind of, there's no shirt, no nothing to commemorate.
Got a fucking tweet.
Accomplishments. And, but the thing is, this has been a pattern. This is it. And it's not just a pattern, not with Asia, but just with women, period. Like Nike's been fumbling how they handle women in their big moments for forever. Serena Williams, she got a collection after she retired. She got the collection of the Forces.
Yeah. Did those even come out?
No, they were just a personal gift for her.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Meanwhile, you know, Agassi done dropped his shit, then came back out. What you call it? Well, Federer isn't signed with Nike anymore, but he's had, you know what I mean? Like, he's had his Zoom Vapor Max, the joints that look like the threes. He's had a tennis shoe that looks like a three, a Jordan 3. It's been inspired by. Like, you know, TFO, he hasn't had anything yet, but he hasn't had that big moment, right? Meanwhile, Serena's been, she was killing shit for like 20 years. Naomi Osaka, she done left and came back. The biggest shoe of her career so far has been with the Comme des Garçons Blazers.
Hard.
Very. But not easily obtainable for those that want. That, like no, Naomi Osaka was hot as fish grease.
Yeah.
So every time there's this big moment, aside from Sabrina, they're like, Nike's been dropping the ball. We haven't gotten anything to celebrate Sha'Carri, like nothing.
Oh my God, I forgot she's a Nike athlete.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nike drops the ball on women, point blank, period. This is something that's been echoed by Allyson Felix. Allyson Felix is one of the most decorated Olympians in Olympic history.
Is that
history.
The one they fought? Is she the one they fought?
Yes, because she got pregnant.
Yeah.
She started her own brand after that. And it was fucked up because during COVID, when everyone was locked up in the house and couldn't do shit, they started marketing pregnant women in yoga wear. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I got fired for the same thing that you're promoting. But now you realize it's a lot of women pregnant and we got to move something.
Right.
So, as far as like Nike they gotta correct that. And it's like, it's so many ways that y'all could do this, and they're just not choosing to because they might not feel like it's the best financial move.
No, it's just that Donahoe is stupid. I didn't get to read the articles. It was pay gated, and by the time I figured out how to get by, I just stopped caring. But they were saying he did the impossible by not focusing on athletes. He made Nike uncool. And I just think when I saw that Asia Wilson was about to break that record, I had visions of the Nike, of the LeBron Kobe puppets. Because I forgot who won the championship that year. They dropped the fucking commercial. I think it was Kobe walking through, celebrating, going crazy. He goes in the room for LeBron. Hey, LeBron. Then he, like, the next room, this is how we do it. That shit dropped instantly. The fucking Kobe hand puppet. Like the puppet hand mm-hmm. with the five ring. I still want that t-shirt.
Nigga, it's a Kobe hand t-shirt that's coming back out. The broken but not beaten t-shirt.
Yeah. For them to drop a fucking puppet hand t-shirt, they already had a little slogan. What was it? Aj 1000 or something like that. You already got a tight punt. You already have a logo. Make that shit. And what makes them look even sillier is to have her come out and announce, of course I have a shoe. Where the fuck is the shoe? It's like, something I don't understand is they make pre-trailers for movie trailers now. I don't need a pre-trailer for the announcement that a shoe is coming that I might not see for a fucking year. It doesn't make sense. Sha'Carri Richardson got a gold. She went from everyone telling her to shut the fuck up to her shutting everyone the fuck up. I would have had a whole campaign about who's talking now. I would have had her running into like a new lifetime with so much fucking merch. Like, I know it's not necessarily that it would have been shoes for her, but there are so many things you can do to market her, to promote her beyond, because no one cares about track and field. They care about the people, as we've seen.
Not yet.
Not yet, but what I'm saying is they could do it so much more to promote it. It makes no sense. Like, the only reason I understand why the Sabrinas are doing numbers is because they just made Kobe's with someone else's name on it that are on Nike ID. So I can make the Marty McFly Kobe's I've always wanted. I can make the Platinum, Wolf Platinum Yeezy 2s as a Kobe that I've always wanted. They're not even fucking pushing her. They're just pushing a builder Kobe. So it's like, y'all are out here fucking up. And it just makes me sit there and think, if I were an athlete, or if I were to get signed or get to work with Nike, I know I won't matter to them. I'll get what I need out of it, but I would never have the loyalty. Like, I would have gotten a swoosh tatted on my fucking throat if I could do a Jordan 3. Now, if I got to do a Jordan 3, I would be elated, but I know they're not going to really foster a relationship. They keep signing people and doing stupid shit. The Kai Cenat situation. You signed him, you did one stream and realized that this was a fucking mistake. I don't like how they're moving. I feel like they're just being very silly and it's completely unnecessary. These are very simple things. I'm not going to say creating a shoe is simple. I don't know what's happening with that, but you don't make a pre-announcement to not have anything to follow up with. It just looks crazy that you're arrogantly having her say, of course I have a shoe. Tick, tick, tick.
Dog. The LeBron 22 hasn't even dropped yet. I don't even think it's dropped to the public. And we've seen about 3 or 4 different models of LeBron wearing them in the Olympics. Not to compare LeBron and Asia Wilson at all, but you get where I'm going. Like, we haven't even seen a test sample model of Asia's shoe. And people have been saying, oh, she's been deserving of it. This is a 2-time MVP champion. Like, and they move in. They dragging their feet. Dragging their feet. And it's not cool to see, because it just, like, right now, let's be like, we got to be all the way honest. Asia might be the biggest. She might be the biggest athlete in Las Vegas right now.
Yeah. And they're fumbling her. There's no reason that there's not a t-shirt, some kind of special jersey, all kinds of shit that you can do. You're the, like, are they the manufacturer for the NBA, for WNBA? Yeah. There's literally no
reason. You can't buy, like, it's hard to buy jerseys.
Literally no
reason. The only thing they had, they were like, oh, we're going to make the orange WNBA logo because Kobe wore it, and we're going to make it for the men too. And then it was like, okay, now niggas is like, yo, how do I get this jersey?
How do I get it authentic? Oh, we got like a few swingmans. Now, I don't know if it's a licensing issue, but the fact of the matter is, y'all are a big dick company. Tell them niggas to stop playing. Like, it's stupid. That's why at the top of the show I said, it's for Reebok to lose. It's for Adidas to lose. I mean, Song of the Mute is making some of the best shit I've seen from Adidas in years. And I can't tell you one Nike joint that's like a newer or obscure model that I'm really... Nah, that's a lie. I'm happy for the Air Force 3, but I've always loved the Air Force 3.
Them Nagos is weak as shit. I'm sorry.
I don't care about the colorful ones.
They're weak as shit.
I care about the honest. Are you talking about the colorful ones or just...
The Nagos joints... The bubblegum joints?
Yes, two of them. Is
ass,
the colorful ones don't hit for me. But the Escape Lows? I need them!
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
But yeah, I think people need to take heed. If this is how they're treating someone as big as Asia, like arguably one of the biggest women in sports at the moment, then...
How they gonna treat you? Yeah, if Kazi played sports, let's go talk to them Reebok people.
But you really got to think. Now, granted, the girl is a baller, but imagine they drop Asia shit the same time they drop Caitlin Clark's.
No, they should be separate.
But the thing is, Caitlin Clark, they already in talks of dropping her shit too.
I'm going to save that for once I have more evidence, but... I don't like what I'm seeing because I've seen people talk about it, but I'm not going to start like, throwing the flavors.
We can say what the optics are. We're not going to say explicitly is that, but the optics of it comes off crazy. Like
that. Yeah. So whoever at Nike Basketball, please just stop fucking up. Give the people what they want. All right. We made it to the hour mark and you thought we wasn't going to.
No, I mean, we always chatterboxes, so.
Not me. I'm the strong, silent type.
Niggas.
All right. Let's
leave me so bad.
Let's finish up with these last two. So, AMM, shout out Chef Doomy. I always want to say Chief. Chef Doomy, friend of the show.
Awesome photographer.
The mood board king. That nigga posted about the AMF FNF.
What? The AMF FNF?
Oh, AMM FNF. It's too many acronyms. The Armand Meunier. That's how you say it, Meunier. I hate when people like manure.
Yeah.
The Armand Meunier FNF list, invoice system for the Jordan 4 while you were sleeping. My God. I thought I'd seen the lowest of the low from sneaker Twitter. But nigga, the mouth breathers was out there in full effect punching their keys. Why they do this? Why I'm not eligible? Why? This is just new age backdooring. Why they ain't do this for the threes? And I'm just like, y'all niggas really ain't used to shit. It also tells me that y'all niggas ain't jiggy. The fact that people are angry at a friends and family list that is not intended for them blows my fucking mind. You click the link for a friends and family list. You sign in and you think, I'm going to be on the friends and family. They don't fucking know you. They have no reason to put you on a friends and family list.
That's like going to a club and we're like, yo, I'm trying to get in the VIP section. Okay, cool. Is your name on the list? No. Yes. Then why the fuck? No.
No, I believe it is because I'm a star. My mama told me so. Like, my nigga, that shit blew my mind. Because I'm sitting up here like, dog, this list wasn't supposed to be out here. I don't know how you got the list. But I'm like, once I saw him post it, I'm like, that nigga about to regret that. Stupid niggas see shit they not meant to have and they get angry. It's like, I've actually seen a number of the FNF friend sites. I haven't necessarily been on there, but I have friends who are on the list. Like, I've been privy to the CPFM, like, FNF shit for a while now. Like, one of my best friends is on the list and he always flexes that shit on me. It ain't meant for your normal ass. It is for celebrities, big clients, and niggas that know niggas that know niggas. You don't deserve to be on that list. If you did, you'd be on that list. But to accuse them of backdooring is fucking insane. And then I hate that I have to cover for an enemy of the show, but they're like, and then they doing this funky shit with EQL. Why they don't do shit like this? EQL is more than just a raffle system. A lot of people don't use it for what it's used for, but EQL actually has a automatic win, or I guess you could say invoice, and that's what the FNF list is. If you are on the list, you sign in, you enter your size, you enter your card, and once they process those orders, automatic win. That is what the Discord raffles are on for AMM. If you get selected, you're added to the list so that when you put in your email, it just takes your information to process it. So for the idiot who said, why didn't they do that for the threes? They did. They just didn't call it the FNF list. It was called the Discord raffle list. You can do a lot of different things on the back end of websites. That's why most places just send invoices. I've gotten a few FNF or special invoices from stores. They don't make it loud because they know that the mouth breathers see it and they think they deserve it. Niggas got to do better. Like I said all the time, us as a society, especially as a fashion society, trying to make things accessible for other, like for everyone, is the worst thing to ever happen. People should not understand the inner workings of the back of the store for shit like this because they feel like they've been excluded. You are. That's the whole point.
It's friends and family.
That's like niggas getting upset that like if I design a shirt that's hot and I make special colors for sock and short, why I get that? Are you my friend? No, I've never spent a dollar on your website.
You wear my hug at ass niggas, man.
Man, that... You know, that was a saying on Sneaker Play, and I'm bringing it back. What? What you think? Which one you think it is?
I'm just waiting.
Unimportant nigga syndrome.
Okay. Shout out to Sneaker Queen. I remember that. That was Sneaker
Queen. It was a queen?
I believe so. I feel like it was.
It was probably Queen. Unimportant nigga syndrome is crippling. You are not important, and you need to move accordingly. You know, I talk a lot of shit, but there's a lot of tweets that I keep in the drafts because I realize it don't got nothing to do with me, so I ain't going to talk about it. You know, people getting upset. How come, well, why did Louis Vuitton only give those Air Forces to the VIPs? I don't know, because this is a fucking exclusive item that costs thousands of dollars and they're giving it to people who spent $100K? That might make sense. How come Laura Piana is working with New Balance? Why don't they take into the average sneakerhead's account? I don't know, because this shoe is $1,500 and it's not targeted at the average sneakerhead? Why would you think that this shoe is for you, nigga? Shut your ass up. You don't even know what the fuck this company is and you're upset that they have a shoe? How does that affect you? You want your little 990 V6s? Go ahead and get them. This $1,000 shoe is not affecting you at all. It's like niggas got to understand that there are things above and below you that you don't have to interact with. You know, my son watches a lot of stupid shit. I'm not walking in this room. You know, Kazi, I like to watch National Geographic so I can learn. And you should. No, this nigga's six. He's watching some fucking Roblox shit. I don't got to understand it, but it makes him happy. It's his target demo. As long as nobody's doing something weird on there, have fun, kid. Like, niggas got to learn how to have fun again. They make everything so fucking...
Entitlement, bro. It's entitlement. Like, I could get niggas just being upset about shit. Nigga, understand, I've had to look at StockX and the internet up the prices on these DMV phones for ever since the release.
Could be me.
Guess what? I just live with the shit. Y'all niggas would be all right, man. Yeah. Like, dog, everything ain't meant for everybody. Dog, if you can't get no Louis Vuitton forces, they not meant to be on your regular ass feet with your regular ass outfit. Louis Vuitton forces ain't meant to be worn with Target tees.
Goddamn.
They're not. They're not meant to be paired with Levi's.
Well, actually, some vintage Made in America joints. From the 60s. Don't look at me like that.
Bruh.
I know what you mean, though.
And as far as friends and family go, nigga, it's stuff I wish I was in that fucking circle. Guess what?
It's coming.
I mean, it's coming, but it's like, I know niggas. Like, you know, we know people. It's like...
But we don't ask for the handouts. Like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, and it's like, dog.
Not even handouts, it's just... I'm sorry, please continue.
Like, y'all niggas just think y'all need to have access to every fucking thing. People think, yo, how do we get our hands on those Michael Rubin, all white Travis Scotts? Nigga!
They not meant for you.
And now, shit, do you really want them?
Do you? Everything comes back to this. And it's not your fault, but it's fucking hilarious.
I'm just saying, like, do you want to really know how to get those shoes? Probably not no more.
You know, FF has a whole different meaning. But we not getting into that. But nah, that's why, this is also why I say I hate when people sit up here and say, we shouldn't make shoes limited anymore. Inaccessibility, artificial scarcity, opportunity cost. These are the things that make things great. Because I look at these patterns. These are regular fucking Air Maxes to me. But because this was an exclusive shoe that was kind of scared to get back in 09, it still wasn't as easy to buy stuff internationally. That shit is a grail. It is a fucking white, gray, and green Air Max. It's a pretty good one, but I don't think it's that special.
I fuck with them tough. And I seen somebody do a 97 soul swap on a pair.
But continue. I'm saying it to say, if those shoes were GRs, niggas would not care about them.
Yo, this is y'all fault. This is y'all fucking fault. Because... you know why? It's funny that Doomy even put that link out.
Okay.
Right? Whether it was on purpose or not, it is very...
this nigga's eyes lighten up.
It's like vindicating. Because the thing is, nigga, them threes are widely available. This is y'all fault. Now y'all see a friends and family link and y'all shit the bed. So this might have it might have been by design to say, yo, let's make sure our niggas eat first, because everybody not gonna be able to get a pair. They've been leaking that it's gonna be a smaller quantity.
Yep.
They not gonna release everywhere.
Nope.
And now you just so happen to see this friends and family link. This is y'all fucking fault. Cry, bitches.
Yes. This is what you get. But you know, I said this like a year ago. I said this a while ago. People love to lie. When you see that some shit is readily available, niggas don't want it. When they saw that those Jordans were just in the market, you could pick them up. No, them threes kind of ass. They not that good. Granted, you know, some people will always fluctuate. But then as soon as some shit start being limited, hey, y'all, so this pair is actually going to be the most limited of the pack. You know what? Them Vibes Cartel shit's kind of hard, my nigga. Yeah,
like I might need the Sammy Sosa's with the lace swap.
I mean, what's wrong with cake soap? Like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of it. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and say that people can't change their opinions. But I keep arguing this. The entire point of limited edition is to play on your psyche. This Cazelle 642 in the dark camo. Not camo, dark tortoise, green-yellow tortoise, but we call it camo in the community. This is a rare frame. This is an extremely rare frame because it's one of, I think it's the second most limited color that they produced. Back in the 80s, these were widely available. This was a $500 shoe pair of glasses back in the 80s. Now that there are none available, this is a $2,000 pair of glasses. People lose their fucking mind because if I don't get it now, I may never get it again. This pair of glasses is old. I'll pay an exorbitant price for them. That's why I paid as much as I did. I ain't paying nearly as much because I got it like that. But that is why the market exists. Most things are coveted because you can't have them. I hate that niggas tried to take away from the point. Like one of the biggest points of the sneaker market, not even market, the sneaker game that people choose to ignore now is, nigga, you ain't up on this. You ain't got these. Even if it was a GR, if I went to New York back in like 1997 and got some white, gray, and orange, let's say some Mets color Air Force Ones that only released in New York, and I came back to Baltimore and I went to school with them. Yo, where you get those? Chill. You ain't up on these. Why did niggas start fucking with SBs? Niggas had the colorful dunks. I got a dunk with a fucking alien on the side and it's all silver. Yo, what are those? Chill, nigga. You don't even listen to Dinosaur Jr. I come to school with the Mork and Mindy's. Gleep glop. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are those? Nigga, you don't skate. You not ready. What store did you get those? You had niggas protecting stores. Me and this nigga, Gente. Secret society. We stabbing each other up.
What?
So I just hate that people are trying to take the limited exclusive nature of shoes out of the game. Yes, we love shoes, but niggas love to stunt. Niggas love to stunt. Now, if you like my man CJ Scott and he just skates and he fucks his shoes up, I respect that.
Scoot.
He's here just to have a good time in his shoes. If you're someone like Shard that loves basketball and just loves weird shoes, that's cool too. And if you're a dickhead like me who's like, I like the shoes and I like that you can't have them, that's all valid. But just stop acting like everything needs to be accessible. You don't deserve those shoes. No one is entitled to a shoe unless your name is literally on it. Or you're on a list.
Yeah, or shit. Nigga, hey, if you wear a 13 and I got the money, I'm not wishing you good luck that day.
No, fuck you.
Exactly. Like, yo, no. Me personally, hey, dog, I seen a pair of Penny Ones, the black, white, and Volt pair at the outlets for $150. I'm going to go back and I'm probably going to get them some couple days from now. But understand, they widely available. I don't give a fuck. No, but guess what? If you did, this is y'all fault. This is y'all fault. If them shits was limited, all of a sudden y'all niggas cared. Like, bruh, y'all did this shit, man.
Look at how much the Augustys went for.
Y'all niggas don't give a fuck about tennis.
Nah, that shit is crazy. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and act like it's not a great shoe. But niggas lost their mind because, like, oh shit, we're not available.
Yeah, like, people care about the lack of availability, them being Yeezy 2, used for the Yeezy 2, and what you call it? Niggas taking trips to Beaverton now to hang out with Tinker, and now they're like, oh shit, I need to get a shoe for Tinker to sign.
Yeah, but also, it's just a great shoe.
It really is.
So, yeah, it's only a few people who I respect that say that shit. Because, again, people don't care about convenience. They care about it being convenient for them. How can it make it better for me? All right, so let's finish this. Excuse me. The Peta Air Max 1 Chlorophyll. The drop and how they did it well.
ISO. All
right, I want to finish on a positive note for once. I have to give all credit to Peta. They did this well. They did this release well. They got a shoe back that the people wanted. They kept it true to form with a little tweaks, but they kept it true enough that people who coveted them were happy to get them. And they did a damn good release because they did multiple rounds. So from what I understand, now granted this is conjecture, there was a VIP friends and family list. A good friend of mine was on there. He flexed on me with that. So they got to order their shoes. Then there was a separate round of friends and family, but that was made specifically for customers. If you had an account on the Peta website and had done an order, there was a very high percentage that you would get friends and family. And they did multiple rounds of those, like, I think 3 hours before the drop. Like, for 3 hours, they just let people come in and order sizes. So if you were on that list, you got your access early. And then they did the regular drop, which was a fucking great drop, in my opinion. It was easy. 7 o'clock in the morning, I was checked out by 7:01. Just zim, zam, boom, I was through the door. Very easy, fair drop. Some people miss, but, you know, I can't relate to those kind of people. But for them to get it in and out, and honestly, it was your own fault if you didn't hit. No notes. This is the kind of shit I like to see. They fed their customers, they fed their friends, and they got them out. On top of doing multiple releases in stores. Their stores and like all over Europe. I think what they did, Europe and Africa. I think what they did was fantastic. And I'm glad that there was no bullshit. They didn't try to do any of this other shit. They fed the people that supported them. And I think that's how VIP lists should be. Take care of the niggas that keep the lights on, and then let the bottom feeders fight from the from the bottom. Are you smiling at that?
I'm smiling at a couple of things that you said. I'm trying my hardest not to laugh.
All right, nigga, let's.
No, you said your patter had multiple rounds. I was like,
we are very immature. So we are very immature 30-year-olds, and that's why we get friends.
I know, right?
All right, let's bring it on home with final thoughts.
Well, yeah, any final thoughts on your end, sir?
Okay, so I'm going to dedicate this final thought to Sock Jig, friend of the show.
What up, Sock?
Shut up, Sock. I just want to say I appreciate him. Like, I know he won't call himself a sneaker journalist, but I appreciate him on his 4th anniversary for coming through with one of the best sneaker podcasts that I've heard. Yes, give this man the applause. It wasn't even that he just bombed on an enemy of the show. No, I don't want niggas to be like, oh, you doing this because he hating. I appreciate that he is not afraid to potentially get blacklisted to tell the truth about these things, because his coverage of the shoe surgeon was much needed, because there's been a lot of fucking puff pieces from Complex to LA Times, Slade, Jackie, whatever the fuck his name is.
Jack Slade.
I don't watch him. But I appreciate that he called everyone out. Like, y'all are doing puff pieces. Y'all really aren't covering it. This nigga was making mad fakes. He gets sued because he's a little artist boy.
You know, he has relationships with these people.
But, you know, in a situation where you have a relationship with someone that's done wrong, you acknowledge the relationship. I think that's the ultimate part. If you're going to do the news the right way. Either don't cover it and say, because it's a conflict of interest. If you got into some shit, hear me out. If you got into some shit and it was newsworthy, I'm not covering it because I can't be unbiased.
It depends. Okay. Depending on how flagrant it is, I think there does have to be, like, if I'm out here really running wild in the sneaker community, if, say, I'm trying to push a product, I'm scamming people out of bread, you have every right to cover that because that is something that will namely affect your image as well.
No, I get that. But what I'm saying is, if I cover it, I need to state he is one of my best friends. So I need to state that before I do any coverage, because you need to state your bias.
Okay.
You can't cover something happening and only cover, like, all right, so Shaw did steal a little bit, but we're not going to cover him running over the children. You can't cover the slightly bad or good and not cover everything. And then on top of his breakdown of the situation with EQL, what I really applaud for him is going out there and getting that man's story. Because everyone slandered his name. They made scenarios. That's a fact. They accused him of being a cheater. They put smut all over that man's name and never once got his side of the story. They used him as a straw man. So for him to come up and be the voice for the voiceless in a situation where he gains nothing by going up against a company that is probably going to retaliate in some kind of stupid fucking way, potentially, I'm glad that he is out here doing what we need to do. Because me and Sock agree on a lot of things, but I appreciate that he takes the nuanced, measured balance to our loosey-goosey kind of fun way. And I want to see more of that. Not even just as friends, I just want to see more people being honest about the things happening within our community, because we can't grow as a community if we're not honest. Mm-hmm. If you only ride for people because you think it's some sort of convenience, you're a fair weather friend, because a lot of morality and friendship shift once it's someone that you like in the spotlight. Now, granted, yeah, if it was like an actual friend of mine, I'm probably going to take their side no matter what. But a fucking company, a company that you want to work with, or a company that you hope is going to let you win? Nah. So I appreciate the honesty of Sock, and I appreciate all of the honest people in the community that, even if you don't always get it right, you can acknowledge that you're wrong, apologize, or wait to take a response and say, like, okay, no, this is fucked up. Like, I don't agree with what this person did, but what happened to them is fucked up. We need more people to be adults. The community that we interact with is in their 30s, late 20s. Mm-hmm. Some people in their early 20s. And it's crazy that the people that I interact with in their fucking 20s are more fair and balanced than the niggas that are our age. So I just want to see niggas grow up, for lack of a better term. We need to stop with all this fucking tribalism and just accept, We need to call out people doing stupid shit within our community to make it better. Just like any community. If there are bad actors, well, I'm not saying you got to kill a nigga, but sometimes you need a finger wagged at you. Hey, what you did wasn't cool. We can move on from this, but what you did wasn't cool. So I want to see more accountability and honesty.
Okay. This is serious.
Okay.
First and foremost, safe travels to anybody heading to Detroit for the Black Footwear Forum this weekend. I am super salty. I cannot go, or that I'm not going. And it's not like, it just wouldn't be financially responsible, as well as just how I was set up everything. I feel like the right connections haven't been made to necessarily do content out there yet. So now my goal is to go next year, for us to go next year and really, you know, get this shit popping, because we're not afraid to be boots on the ground with this shit. So I advise everyone who is like out there making content, you better go, because the moment we get mobile, it's going to be tough.
We for eat a lot niggas of lunches.
Yeah, it's going to be tough if you're in the same lane. Like, I'm trying to make sure that just by the quality of content.
I don't think anybody's in our lane.
Oh, yeah, I know people aren't, but I do think we are fighting. I do think we are fighting for digital real estate.
Oh, yeah, no, everybody's fighting, but everybody has their own thing. Nobody can do what we can do.
Yeah, and just how I look at, you know, what the ecosystem is, I do want to make sure that I'm able, like, of course, I know my release calendar for, what you call it, for all the content that we do put out is ass. Sneaking
his ass whoop.
I do. I'm moving terribly.
Sneaking luncheon.
But when I, but when I can, like, really sit down and focus on it, like, when I'm not busy with 1,000 other things and I can really give this the attention that I want to, like, I really am going to look at everyone else and be like, okay, my quality needs to be better than theirs. Is our content better than them? Are we funnier than them? Like, everything. Like, I'm checking all boxes.
I can't
relax,
do this.
Relax.
Nigga, we the funniest.
I hope we are.
Hope? Nah, I'm stating that.
I mean, I believe that too, but, you know, I'm still showing some sort of level of humility and humbleness.
Not me. Look, I'm wearing a jersey with my fucking name on the back of it, nigga. I'm going for the World Series. We are funniest.
Hey, nigga. Was it the only person that right now who I think he can compete with funniest is what's my man's name? I feel so bad.
Ooh.
Cuz from New York.
You said from New York?
Yeah.
Can't think of it.
The one that he should do the documentary.
Oh, Haas?
Yes. Only person who can compete is maybe Haas, because he has a background in stand-up.
Oh, in stand-up, I never did it, but I'm funny than Haas.
But...
Nigga, we can have a joke off.
Nigga, look, I'm telling you, when I start clipping pieces of my stand-up, like material that I could just throw away to the end of the pod...
I can't wait for niggas to start complaining. This shit is offensive. You gotta do that Uber joke.
No. So anyways, fuck no.
That shit was great.
That, I feel like this shit outdated now.
It don't matter, nigga.
Cause niggas ain't talking about like crypto coin no more.
No. I'm talking about the one where you was like, Ayudame.
Oh no.
That shit was good.
In due time. But yeah, safe travels to everyone out there that's like really doing it. Going to the Black Footwear Forum.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I just had to make sure, because it's different now, dog. It's different. Anyways, my final thought is just, because I didn't even know what the docket was going to be. I think we are just fourth quarter. I hope the year ends on a high note. Because the potential for 2025, I think now that I'm looking at it, is Nike doing everything, like releasing all these hot releases. I really think is to pull whatever attention from everyone else that's having motion, just doing shit organically.
It's the worst thing they could do.
And it's like, I have like 10,000 theories of this shit, right?
Well, nigga, let's do a conspiracy theory next week.
I mean, we could do an evergreen conspiracy theory, if depending on the doctor.
But actually, no, that might be fun. We can ask people for their wildest sneaker conspiracy theories, and then we can call them stupid.
Fuck it. I guess you want to put up a phone number that they could call, leave voicemails on what your conspiracy theory is, and we just debate the conspiracy theories?
Yes. Okay, that's next week?
Bet.
All right. So let's finish this shit.
All right, conspiracy theory. But yeah, I think I'm just getting ready for 20. I'm excited for what 2025 has to offer, because I'll say this much: all the guests that was supposed to be on this motherfucker, man, the docket is gonna get crazy. So I would really advise anyone that's really trying to be serious, because this is going to be a business now. And we want to be respected as such. We should be respected as such. Even though we kind of move, you know, like we funny and shit, we joke.
Funniest niggas,
stinkers. We really taking this shit serious. So please address us as such. You know what I mean? It's all jokes until it comes to that paperwork.
Pause.
What's pause about paperwork?
I want to take it there. Dog bless.